Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment of Warming Food on Shabbos. We were speaking yesterday about the conditions necessary for putting food back on the heat source on Shabbos. Again, just to go through very, very quickly, we spoke about the fact that in order to do that, the food has to be fully cooked. The heat source has to be covered in some way. You're supposed to keep your hand on the pot. You're supposed to have in mind to put the pot back from the time that you put the pot, that you took the pot off of the heat source. And the halacha is it still has to be hot. Now the Shulchan Aruch talks about the fact that it has to be boiling. We are going to talk later in this series about what's called cooking when it comes to liquid. The basic barometer for what's called cooking is that it at least has to be Yad So Let Us Bo. Yad So Let Us Bo is so hot that if one touched it, one's hand would shoot back. They couldn't comfortably touch it. So the basic necessity of saying that it has to be still hot in order to put it back on the heat source is that if you're talking about a liquid, if it's not still hot and you put it back on the heat source, you just cooked on Shabbos by heating it up. That would be the problem. So the Shulchan Aruch says it has to at least be Yad So Let Us Bo, so hot that you couldn't comfortably touch it in order to put it back on the heat source. The Ramah says something very interesting. The Ramah says if it had already reached the point of Yad So Let Us Bo, which we're going to talk about in more detail later on in the series, if it had already reached the point of Yad So Let Us Bo, even if it's below Yad So Let Us Bo, as long as it's still warm, it's not a problem of cooking to put it back on the heat source. That's a very interesting leniency from the Ramah, which would mean if I took my pot of soup off of the blech Friday night and I had in mind to put it back on the blech and I kept my hand on it, and for some reason, I got into some fascinating conversation while I kept my hand on the pot of soup the whole time. And the pot of soup wasn't so piping hot anymore, but it was still warm. According to the Ramah, which is standard Ashkenazi authority, I'd still be allowed to put it back on the heat source, as long as it was fully cooked and as long as it was the heat source was covered, etc. So now, the next question is, that leniency of the Ramah, what does still warm mean? So if you take it very literally, it sounds like as long as it's like warmer than room temperature. That's what it sounds like. The question is, what exactly does the Ramah mean when he says that? So many authorities say that what the Ramah means is it doesn't have to be Yad So Let Us Bo, so hot that you couldn't comfortably touch it, but it has to be warm enough that it could still be served as a warm food item. It's a very interesting barometer. Okay. But that's a little bit of a sidebar about the issue of still being hot. Another thing to talk about in the realm of Chazara is, what if you didn't fulfill all the five conditions? So specifically, let's say you didn't keep your hand on the pot the whole time. Let's say you didn't have in mind to put it back on the heat source from the outset. So are any of these rules negotiable? Are all these rules deal breakers? So it's very interesting. There's a very famous Bi'ur Halacha on this, and the Bi'ur Halacha says that there's three rules here that are non-negotiable. The food absolutely must be fully cooked in order to put it back on the heat source, because if not, you're cooking on Shabbos. Forget it. The food must still be hot, as we were just defining a few moments ago. The heat source must be covered in some way, like we spoke about last time. But there's two more rules. And the Bi'ur Halacha says that if those last two rules, that you have to keep your hand on the pot, and you have to have in mind from the time that you took it off, that you want to put it back on, the Bi'ur Halacha says that if you only fulfilled one or the other, after the fact, if you realize, oh, I messed up, if it's going to be very difficult to not use that food now, you're okay. So if you had in mind to put it back on the heat source, but you just forgot about the keeping your hand on it thing, or you actually didn't know you were going to put it back on the heat source, but it happens to be that you kept your hand on it the whole time, if it's going to be a difficult thing to not be allowed to put it back on the heat source, the Bi'ur Halacha would say it's okay. So that's just an interesting thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.